This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
Illinois officials are ramping up coronavirus prevention efforts as there are now 11 confirmed cases in the Chicago region.
I am formally announcing a disaster proclamation for Illinois.
That's Governor J.B. Pritzker. He says the designation will allow the state to access resources from the federal government, including money and medical personnel. He was joined by state and city health officials at a press conference yesterday where officials said the number of cases in Chicago will grow. WBEZ's Mariah Wolfel joins us now with the latest details on the coronavirus here. Good morning, Mariah.
Good morning, Mary.
There are now 11 cases that we know of, four of them announced yesterday. What do we know about these people?
They're four women, all in Chicago. Two of them are in their 50s. The other two are in their 70s. They are all in good condition. Two of them have actually recovered, and the other two are in isolation, either at home or in a hospital. The two who have recovered are actually family members of a previously confirmed case. Another one, the third person contracted it in California, which has seen a lot of cases, and then traveled to Illinois. And the other came back from a cruise. But Dr. Allison Arwady with the Chicago Department of Public Health and other officials yesterday really stressed that these four new cases proves what they know about coronavirus, and they are not a result of the virus being widespread in Chicago communities.
COVID-19 is spread via close contact, defined as someone who was within 6 feet of a confirmed case for 10 minutes.
So they said there's only one case that in the Chicago region where officials say was caught through community transmission, which they're really looking out for. That's contracted by someone who didn't travel or knowingly come in close contact with a confirmed case. That's a man in his 60s who's still hospitalized in critical condition.
A disaster proclamation. That sounds really serious. Mm-hmm. What does it mean?
Yeah, so the proclamation is an administrative procedure. That's what the governor called it. It allows the state to pay for medical supplies and stuff with its disaster relief fund. It allows the state to access that fund. It also allows the state to ask for medical experts from the CDC and FEMA to come and help in case that's needed. Expedites orders on medical supplies like masks and gloves. And Pritzker says those things aren't necessarily needed right now, but that this is a preemptive measure.
Because we can see from the other states, from the other countries, what's coming. You know, there's going to be an increase in cases.
He says 13 other states have issued their equivalent of disaster proclamations, and he wants Illinois to start getting in line for those resources that it's going to need in the future.
Okay, so what are some of the other things officials are doing to prepare for this inevitable increase in coronavirus cases?
Yeah, one of the big areas they talked about yesterday is testing. They are testing people with symptoms. Again, Dr. Arwady with CDPH says that's because they say they don't want false negatives.
As in someone could have low levels of the virus, but they're not yet coughing, they're not yet spreading it, they could test negative and later get sick.
The state has three testing facilities right now. They say that's enough to handle the current number of people they're investigating. They also say they do have enough test kits for now. We've heard about test kit shortages in other states, but they're talking to commercial lab companies to try to get test kits from the private market. They've requested more from the CDC, and the Illinois Department of Public Health says it's trying to develop its own test as they prepare to take on more cases.
We've seen conferences, trade shows, events in Chicago canceled. I've been having friends and family ask me, what should I do if I'm planning a trip? Should I go to this big public event, a game or a concert?
Yeah.
What are public officials saying?
Well, the thing they're being certain about, if you're over the age of 60, if you have an underlying condition, you should avoid large gatherings. As of now, the city of Chicago hasn't made a decision on canceling any future large-scale events, but they are talking with the CDC every day about those sorts of things. Also, there's an election next week. The governor says he's working with local election authorities to try to relocate any polling places that are at nursing homes, for instance. And they're really advising people to start thinking now about what you will do if your child's school is closed, for instance, if you can't take public transit, if you can't go to work, things like that.
It's reasonable to feel apprehension. I want folks to understand this is going to affect your daily life.
So that was the governor again. He said his administration is going to start holding daily press conferences starting today to update people on how they might be affected.
WBEZ's Mariah Wolfel. Thanks, Mariah.